JJC Podcast Experience, bringing you the content, the stories, and the insights.
Hi, and welcome back to the platform. I'm your host, Samantha Mhlongo, and today we are going to talk about love. What is love? Do we believe in love? Do we love the people we are with? And that is a question a lot of us should ask ourselves. Do we really love the people we are with? Or are we just attracted to them? And the reason I chose this topic is because I genuinely feel like we don't love the people we are with. We're just attracted to them, whether it being physiques or anything else that we love about them, but we don't love them as a person. And I believe that love does exist, but to a certain extent. We believe that love is being attracted to someone, but I can be attracted to you just because we have the same features, but that doesn't mean I love you. Yes, love does exist in a relationship of mother and daughter, father and son, right? But would I say I love my boyfriend because we've been dating for a year now? Is it really love? Or are we attracted to that person? Are we attracted to them because of their features, their hobbies, their talents, their physiques, their flaws? Is it love? Or is it just attraction? Do we believe in love because that person understands you, they've been there for you, they tolerate you, they know you? Is that love? Or is it just acceptance and tolerance? Do we believe in love because that person cherishes you, is always there for you, understands you, accepts your flaws? Is that love? Or it's just personality trait of caring, kindness, affection? Do we really believe that love exists? Because love is just a word. It might be an emotion, a feeling. But does it genuinely exist in us in a way that we can express it to other people? I can say to you that I love you because you just look nice to me. That word love is overrated. It has been overused to an extent that the real meaning to that word has just been demolished. It doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't have that worth it had when it was our grandparents' generation. During that time, love did exist. You found your soulmate at a young age and you married them and you were with them throughout your life. And that is what we call love. Because you are with that one person for the rest of your life. You love them, you know them, you cherish them, you understand them. You know their flaws, their weaknesses, their strengths, their talents, their hobbies, their likes, their dislikes. You know that person like the back of your hand. And genuinely, that is love. If you can find that one person in high school and you date them throughout your high school life, into varsity, and then marry them right after varsity, and then have kids with them, and you're married, what stops us from saying that is actually love? What stops us from that? But with us, Gen Z, things have changed. Anything that we are attracted to or something that fascinates us, we just want to say, I love that. I love him. I love her. And we just use the word love without meaning and without understanding. We've made the word love powerless, overrated, irrelevant, and non-existent. We've made the word love one of the words in the dictionary that we learn but not understand. We learn the word because we'll use it in our lives, or we'll need it somewhere during our exams or tests. But we don't know nor understand the feeling, that emotion, that kindness, that affection in the word love. It puzzles a lot of people to say to them, I just like you, I don't love you. Because we've normalized the fact that when you're in a relationship with someone, you must tell them that you love them. And it becomes an issue when someone tells you that they just like you and not love you. A person can look you in the eye and tell you that they love you, but they would be lying to you. And you'd believe that they love you because that word is just so useless, if I can say that. It has become nothing but just a word. A word that we know that is in our vocabulary. It has become part of diction and nothing else. Do we believe that love exists because we go to bed with the same person every night, but after a year we break up because of one silly little thing, and we want to say love doesn't exist? Was it actually love, or was it just attraction? It could have been lust, but because the emotions were so strong, you thought it was love. Do we believe that we love people because we've spent our whole lives with them? Even in families, love is not always there. I could be with you 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, but I can't say that I love you when I don't. Just because I've learned how to tolerate you, care for you, know you, get to understand you, doesn't mean I love you. Like they say, I'm not Peter. I'm not going to impress everyone. Not everyone loves Peter. So it contradicts the statement, because the statement implies that Peter impresses everyone in the same way that everyone is supposed to love everyone else. We're supposed to love our families, our parents, our guardians, our friends, our partners, our teachers, our colleagues, and everyone else. We are supposed to love them. But does that feeling actually exist in all of us? Does that feeling have its birth in us? Does that feeling mean something to us? Do we believe in love? And what exactly is love? Love is a four-letter word, like we know from the movie. But does love exist in all of us? does love have a meaning, value, and power? Do we love everyone around us? This is all from me for today. I'll see you on our next episode. Goodbye.
This podcast was brought to you by the Johannesburg Junior Council in partnership with Red Radio.